a company that owns some of the biggest casinos in Las Vegas, plans to exclude people it considers problem gamblers from its slot machines and gaming tables. The proposal from Park Place Entertainment is aimed at gamblers unable to control the urge to wager. A casino that discovered a problem gambler would file internal reports called responsible gaming alerts. Anyone barred from gambling under this policy could also forfeit winnings and be kicked off casino property. Commentator and Las Vegas attorney David Figler says this is a risky proposition.
For years, members of the successful gaming industry have predictably denied they have a problem with problem gamblers. Still, others passionately believe that even if casinos didn't start the fire, they certainly fuel addictive behavior to devastating result. So it was a major shock here in Las Vegas that an industry leader announced its new radical measure of forever banning certain problem gamblers from their properties. Anti-gaming coalitions immediately supported the step as positive, although it's difficult to understand how it would actually help those who arguably suffer from a disease. There's also the practical problem of identifying who is destined for the ban. It's been reported that casino employees will be looking for those at risk of committing suicide, endangering others, or facing severe financial losses, including the loss of their home. But short of seeing someone pull a gun out after another 7-7 lemon on the Big Bertha slot, it seems like an impossible task. Maybe they could scan the faces of the patrons and see if anyone at a slot machine has turned into a zombie with a steel bladder, incessantly pushing buttons for hours on end like a lab rat looking to get the flavorful cheese promised but never supplied. I imagine they could even employ a team of psychics to probe the souls of the coin bucket-clutching patrons using the security cameras high above, sort of a third eye in the sky. More likely, however, if they dare toss a patron to the curb, it will only be after that person has gone deeply in debt with the casino with no means left to pay it back. Still, at least this casino has addressed the situation and the discourse has opened anew. Other casinos have been toying with ideas such as posting the real odds of games, kind of like listing the ingredients on the labels of canned meat. In the end, it seems unlikely that barring addicted patrons from any legal business will hold. I mean, can you imagine Philip Morris installing lung capacity testers at every 7-Eleven counter? McDonald's employees standing at the door with a tape measure for the waists of their customers, or Macy's slowing down the pace of a depressed holiday shopper on a buying binge? Banned for life? What are we, Pete Rose? No. We're humans with the capacity for great self-damage, whether it be a lost weekend or a bad recurring pattern. It would be nice if those enablers of the world figure out an effective way to cure us, but until then, the buck stops here. And if here happens to be at a slot machine, well, that's the chance we take.
David Figler is an attorney in Las Vegas.